We are here at the 2018 NAFQ 51st Conference in Seattle, Washington, with the folks from Advantage Analytics, Mr. Tim Peterson, and oh my gosh, Shazia Manis. How are you guys? Shazia, first of all, I'm going to say how are you?
I am fantastic. Excited to join this gentleman on this very important initiative to help credit unions.
We were talking before the recording. You've had an incredible 18 months or so. We'll get to that later.
Facing change.
Yeah, exactly. My gosh. Tim, how are you, sir?
Very well, Mike. Great to see you again. Great conference, but good to be here and great to have a chat.
Yeah, indeed. And we actually walked over this morning from the hotel. You were opening doors for me because I had all my equipment and stuff, so I appreciate that as always.
Just trying to help.
You're the man. Hey, let's get to the task at hand here. Congratulations on your NAFQ Services Innovation Award. Give us a quick 411 on what that was all about, what you guys provided, and what it was all about.
Really, it's about our overall platform, and I think that's the key part of it. The particular module that it was that I think we got the award for was the reporting and performance management. But really, the key enabler to that is the overall data ecosystem, the data platform that powers it. So we're absolutely thrilled, proud of the team, proud of what we've been able to accomplish in a pretty short order, but it's been it's great recognition for the team and all the hard work that they do.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, so what does it mean to win this award? I mean, obviously credibility and recognition, all that type of stuff. So what does it mean to you guys?
I think it means a lot to the team that have been working a lot of hard hours. I think it means a lot to our clients in terms of the impact that we've been able to deliver for them with these products. So that's probably the part that I gets me most excited about it. The recognition is also great just from an external marketplace perspective. The ramp up that we've had in this business has been absolutely significant. I think we've mentioned before we're up over like 130 customers now. We have just had a tremendous ramp up in the response from the marketplace. So having this award is just a nice icing on the cake, but certainly recognition of our team's hard work.
Indeed. Let's get a quick update here on, you had a big announcement earlier this year about your partnership with Microsoft and what that means to you guys and the platform and all that type of stuff. So give us a quick update on that.
Yeah, so we announced that earlier this year, I think in March, and so coming up here in a couple weeks, we'll be releasing that overall data platform, this data ecosystem. And really what it links back to is if you look at the environment, kind of the ecosystem of all the vendors, of all the service providers that serve credit unions today, our view is that this environment is a fairly fractured, fragmented ecosystem. And one of the things we hope to be able to bring, just leveraging the scale of CUNA Mutual Group and certainly the scale of Microsoft, is really bring much more integration, much more cohesion to this to the ecosystem that we all operate within. So we'll be going live with that platform here in a few weeks. We've got a number of customers that we're getting ready to turn up on this new platform as well. But it's been it's wonderful to have the backing, the scale, the commitment from Microsoft has just been absolutely tremendous. We're connected at the highest levels with Satya and his team. And it's been, they're very interested. Our interests aligned, really, in terms of them wanting to build a little bit more deeper into industry verticals, which obviously we're very focused on the credit union industry. So they saw that as a great opportunity. So our interests aligned, and it's been a fantastic partnership so far.
Sounds good. Yeah, what a feather in our industry's cap to have somebody like Microsoft investing in our industry and to be working with you guys. It's really, really cool. Very great news. All right, now let's get to yet another big announcement you guys have on the table. Shazia Manis. Oh my gosh. I'll let you do the introduction because I'll let you do it.
You know Shazia.
Who? What? No, we all know Shazia. So like I said, you've had quite the last 18 months or so. So
yes.
It's been a whirlwind for you. And now here you are with Advantage Analytics. Tell us about this move. This is pretty big news.
I think you've heard that, you know, digitization and how data can really help credit unions to can advance that hyper-personalized experience have been very near and dear to me. And I felt like we were kind of at a point that with the level of investment, the scale, the level of discipline that is needed to really move this very important and I would say very hard problem to solve at a scale, and what CUNA Mutual Group and Advantage is really looking to kind of build that capability sounded really appropriate and timely for me to kind of join that. And I feel like, you know, I've been very proud proud of what we've been able to kind of accomplish in the payments and the technology space. And I think those experience and expertise is incredibly valuable with bringing in that domain knowledge around helping credit unions. So I felt like I'm a builder's minds, and I felt like it was time to kind of move on to kind of really move this agenda forward. So very, very excited. And to his point, the Microsoft partnership really hits on the three component, which is the security, scalability, and standards. As you know, came from the payment side, how important it is to have standards. Without standards of how you pull in data from all these fragmented systems, the data models that you will create that you can plug and play, having that provider like Microsoft to kind of create that, and actually Advantage will have the IP to how we are really building those connectivity is important. Security, absolutely. So our platform will be is working on that being the front and center. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the scale, the level of capital you really need to build that, and the commitment from CUNA Mutual Group is very exciting. That's so neat. Yeah.
Well, welcome aboard. And Tim, do you want to add anything to that?
I just that we're absolutely thrilled to have Shazia join the team, and you know, back to the Microsoft point. I think, you know, the important part of this platform that we're building with them is a platform that is very much inclusive of other system partners and of other credit unions. We're really big on this notion of co-creation, involving our customers in the journey with us.
Good.
And that has been the case so far, and we're looking forward to that continuing.
Well, it's good to have that type of feedback or that type of collaboration, which we do so well here.
Industry system collaboration partners too, so because you'll have to kind of make sure that there's a interoperability of information and data coming from all the different parts. Mm-hmm. And then we've been very fortunate and having great momentum in moving that agenda forward.
Indeed. And Shazia, I have a couple more questions for you, believe it or not. So what does it mean? I mean, we've been talking digital transformation here for the last few years now, and it's a broad term. It could mean so many things. But from your take and from a credit union's take, what does it mean to you, and what does it mean to a credit union to digitally transform these days?
Well, first of all, you have to kind of contextualize that. I think digital strategy cannot be just a linear thing that this is digital strategy and this is data strategy, and digital is more strategically and data becomes a tech person's responsibility. Mm-hmm. I look at it, and I think I have said this before many times, it's like two sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
It is an and. So you cannot provide hyper-personalized convenience, connectivity, and convergence of anytime, anywhere, the right time, the right offer type of wow experience to the consumer if you don't have the data all pulled together. So the data essentially is the glue, the connected tissue that is essential in driving that digital experience through all of the channels. So that's what that kind of, I think it often gets lost from that. The other piece is the data in the context of digital transformation is coming in a couple ways.
Okay.
One, in a rear view way, where information and data we have created yesterday, last month or last year. And that's sort of the way we have built our businesses, right? You know, you look at your last month's loan report and you kind of see how things have gone, and you kind of forecast what it will be.
Sure.
What has changed in the digital world is data is created in large volume. It's created in real time. It is various. You have text, you have a voice, you have images, you have videos, so variants of the data and the frequency at which is coming with sensors and the Internet of Things and connect, you know, mobile wallet. I mean, you just these digital things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I call that data is coming in the windshield. So you have to be able to contextualize what you do with the data that you already have in rear view and the data that you're able to grab in real time in the windshield, and how are you going to synthesize all of that and make the most meaningful sense. And that's where all of our talk, even we came back, is putting the member and the consumer at the heart, and the business problem you're really trying to contextualize and solve should drive what data you really need.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you have a hordes of them doesn't necessarily mean it's going to drive a better result, because
exactly.
You can act on bad data and really have a very bad impact and bad results. That's probably not a good thing to do.
Nope.
So how do you know what is signal, what is noise, and then really center around the problem that you're trying to solve?
Yeah, that seems to be priority one right now. So we all realize that we have the data, we have this great information, but like you said, we have to synthesize it, prioritize it, and what's good, what's bad. So I like that's a refreshing take, because I haven't heard that before. Well, okay, let's get rid of the bad data, the stuff that we don't need to use. So
and I think that's where the advantage, I mean, you know, the platform, I'm going to go back. The first thing, you have to organize and know what you have. You know, before you can start getting bombarded with all the different channels and sources or external data that you may not have today, but credit unions have antiquated, fragmented systems. We all know that. So how do we kind of organize the information and data they already have in one place? So that's the really the connectivity component of the platform. Yeah. Bring it all in. And then there comes the second component, is a visualization that what do we really have? Mm-hmm. And then come up with that business context or the use case problem that you want to solve for, and then start picking up what are the most necessary signal-driven data that you want to use. And then once you know the answer to whatever your problem you're trying to solve, are you going to act on it and integrate that in your workflow and really drive the results and the success? It has to happen in that order, you know, organize, visualize, and then really integration and activation. And you got to do that in a repeatable way, one use case after another. It is truly a journey, so you kind of have to crawl, walk, run, and it's not a sprint. So, and it takes multi-year, but you have to start, and we are just very excited that the credit unions are ready, and they understand. I think most of them are really beginning to understand it is an and, that you have to connect the data strategy with the digital strategy and have equal focus and discipline to kind of pull it all together.
I like that. And I want to get your take on this too, Tim, is like, why is this so significant right now? What is the significance of all this right now? I'm going to get both of you guys. I'll start with you, Tim.
Well, you know, clearly we've heard a lot about the disruption occurring in our space. We've heard a lot about the level of investment the big four banks are making into technology, and you know, approximately $10 billion a year. The competition for really the access to the consumer in terms of delivering, you know, Amazon-like experiences. So there's just this convergence, and really, I think the pace of change, I think, is really just heightening the need to say, all right, how do you transform, how do you survive, but then how do you grow in this industry? And clearly scale is a big part of it, but, you know, credit unions being able to leverage data, and us as a system coming together and figuring out how do we leverage the collective power of the data. So I think there's a number of factors that are really driving this to be so important right now.
Is it a question of survival, or is it a question of keeping ahead of the Joneses? Is it a question of thriving, or...
You know,
the importance of it all?
I practice mindfulness. I always look at world from a lens of abundance and not scarcity, and I truly believe it's an opportunity. Credit unions, relatively in comparison with a lot of the largest incumbents, and I've shared that in my session too, just their being sized and small allows them a lot more faster agility and nimbleness if they choose to move faster. The bigger institutions have difficulty to integrate a lot more complex systems. Their business model is different, you know, the scrutiny, all of that. So I think we sit definitely in comparison with the incumbents, like the big banks, we do, but we have to act. And the second piece, I think, is the consumers. I think the Ms. Michael Chong, I think he was one of the speaker, was my favorite, had a slide out there. I took a picture, actually, and it shows from the recent survey, half of the Americans are cutting back their spending on healthcare, travel, and food to afford for technology. That was just like blew my mind. Right. So Maslow's hierarchy of basic needs have been replaced by
technology-enabled
experiences. I showed a video here on my session around the hyper-adaptive new shoe line from Nike, where it's got sensor built in, and it just automatically senses your emotion, your sweat, and your you know, physiology from that nose, and then it just laces it up to your experience. I mean, you think about it, a great company.
I like the pun. I like that. Laces it up your experience.
Yeah, I mean,
a tagline.
Totally. I mean, it's like auto lacing, hyper adaptive experience. I mean, who would have thought? No one. But they're solving a problem again, because the athletes, you know, the time it takes to tie your shoes when you're in a race, you lose time. So it's very business focused, right? Who the target audience is, what problem you're solving, and then using the technology in a very simplistic design. And I think in the video he even said, we didn't want to over-design it. We wanted it to be very simple and flowing it. Yeah. And I think those are the type of experiences, even though it's a shoe, but the consumer doesn't distinguish their experience from buying a shoe versus whether they're buying a retirement services or a lending services. Mm-hmm. We're all bucket together in the same bucket mm-hmm. when it comes to that experience. Mm-hmm. So I think we gotta reimagine the problem and look ways to enable technology to kind of solve for it in a different way to create that digitized, hyper-personalized mm-hmm. experience. So I see it's an opportunity. I really do.
Yeah, to check out these shoes too. What's going on there? All right. I want to wrap it up by talking about your presentation that you gave today. And correct me if I'm wrong, this is the title, Five Pitfalls of Data Analytics Approaches. Is that correct?
Yes.
So can you give us a quick overview
Absolutely.
Of what you talked about and maybe a couple of those pitfalls that we can avoid?
Absolutely. So I think, credit unions, as they move through the journey, I say it is a journey, mm-hmm. right? Obviously, we are here to kind of help and support them, but wanted to kind of share that as most of them go through this, that what are some of those big pitfalls are that they know they're likely to encounter, or they may encounter if they're not mindful. Mm-hmm. So one is innovation for the sake of innovation. Mm-hmm. We always hear that everybody's got to do innovation, but don't before you go buy and via this a new shiny technology or a new AI platform, ask yourself what's really your data strategy look like, what's the business problem you're looking to solve, mm-hmm. and really contextualize and prioritize, and then go find the technology to solve for it, or else you're going to be like JCPenney, right? You're going to go and revamp all your store and figure out you're still not, solve the right problem.
Good example.
The second one is big bad data versus smart data.
Big bad data, all right.
So that's essentially this notion of signal and noise, that signal typically, if you follow it, it brings you closer to the truth. You'll find the answer that you're looking for, the right answer. Mm-hmm. Or if you follow the noise, the big, bad, hairy data, mm-hmm. you're probably going to go farther away from the truth. Mindful around what data you're using. The third one was not taking into account the surge. And this is the volume and the variance and the type of data coming in and your analytics internal capability and the level of maturity it needs mm-hmm. to be able to really grow that analytics muscle over time. Mm-hmm. There's not enough servers in a server room that can house all the magnitude of data being created. How does cloud strategy fit into part of your overall digital strategy? So those are the type of things, take into account the volume and the surge, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Then the fourth one was all about ignoring governance day one. It is very important to establish a governance program in the credit union as mm-hmm. you're moving through this digital and the data journey day one. Mm-hmm. One of the pitfalls is folks don't do it. So we've already seen with the fiasco with Facebook and others that this is a hot button, and I think that needs to be done right. Mm-hmm. And the last but not least is culture. You have to have the support from the top, from the very top, to have this iterative mindset, fail forward, mm-hmm. Because you're going to make small mistakes along the way, but you will learn and you'll continue to kind of iterate and move forward. Yep. So those were the five, and kind of went into detail around giving some use cases and some examples. Mm-hmm. So hopefully the audience were able to kind of connect.
Love it. We got your entire presentation in 2 minutes. Thank you, Shazia.
Thank you.
I want to wrap up here, guys, with where do we go from here, Tim? You have this incredible team that you've built at Advantage Analytics. Where do we go now with all this?
We continue to execute on the vision that we've laid out. We've had a tremendous response from the marketplace. We'll be coming out with more announcements later on with Microsoft. As Shazia mentioned, we'll be looking to establish more deeper relationships with some of the other system partners in the credit union space. So we'll just continue on the path that we've been on, and really, as you think about Advantage Analytics, CUNA Mutual Group overall, really this transition towards being more of a technology-enabled services business will continue on that path.
Yeah. I just see so much upside with this. I mean, with your company and so many other companies out there just doing these amazing things for credit unions, it's just such a benefit to the industry as a whole. And so you guys are doing some great work, and I look forward to seeing what's next. My gosh, what's the next big announcement? So well done. Shazia, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Tim, well done. Keep up the good work, you guys, all right?
Thank you.